Open Windows, June the 20th. The Arm of the Lord. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Galatians 5:25. Satan is a great master of strategy, and one of his favourite lines is that of pushing things to extreme. Among the Galatian believers, he had sought to push legalism to an extreme. But now he is thwarted along that line. Paul wins the battle. There is no doubt about that. What is the enemy's next line of attack? Very well, then, he says, if you won't have the law, then don't have any law. Discard all law. You are no longer under law, you are under grace. You can do as you like. Just behave as you like. Just carry on as you like. You must know no limitations, no restrictions. Any kind of restriction is law. Repudiate it. Go to the other extreme. License instead of law. I believe that if Paul were alive today, he would be just as vehemently against this as he was against the other. For here is a work of Satan indeed. If Satan cannot bind by the law and change the whole nature of things in that way, he will seek to dismiss all law and make us wholly lawless. But remember, if this letter to the Galatians is the letter of liberty of the Spirit, it is also the letter of the government of the Spirit. We are only free when we are governed. In George Matheson's well-known words that we sometimes sing, "Make me a captive, Lord, then I shall be free," a paradox, but how true. We are not free when we are giving way to license, when we take liberty that far. No, this letter to the Galatians, and the letter to the Romans, and to the Hebrews, are not documents of lawlessness. Even if they do set aside the whole of the Jewish system, they do not introduce a regime of lawlessness, but they do most clearly bring in the life and government of the Holy Spirit. Remember, no child of God who is governed by the Holy Spirit, who is really living a life in the Spirit, will infringe any divine principle. Indeed, a life governed by the Holy Spirit will be the more meticulously careful about spiritual principles.